everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in the third round of the FA Trophy. We're going to be joined by Dave Cook at Nantwich Town, and we're also going to be talking to a team who've already progressed to the fourth round of the FA Trophy, as we'll be joined by Stamford manager Graham Drury. We've also got some post-match reaction from the midweek wins for Ashton United and Basford, as we'll be hearing from Michael Clegg and from Steve Chettle. And we're also going to be talking about this weekend's matches in the league. What? Yeah, the league's back, everyone. And we'll be talking to the current league leaders, Mickleover, as they'll be hosting Radcliffe. And to help us walk through some of the matches this weekend in the Trophy and the league, it's a welcome return of non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. It's Thomas Feeney, everyone. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Not too bad. It's weird talking about league matches and it not being like in this parallel universe. We are back.
We are back. The option was open to clubs to take matches this weekend or definitely come back for Boxing Day. And the majority of teams are coming back on Boxing Day. So what do you make of this decision made by the Northern Premier League this week, Thomas?
I think it's an interesting one. And I think obviously for this weekend, you can see some teams that haven't agreed to games, their reasoning for it in terms of the timescale. But the teams that are wanting to play, obviously, you know, there's a really good reason they want that. And that is because there's this massive backlog of fixtures, which hopefully we're in a position where we can say there are definite winners and losers at the end of the season, unlike last time round. And these teams have had that month of biding the time, wanting to get the games underway. So, you know, if they want to play and they're obviously allowed some fans in and it's all done safely, then, you know, let's be having it.
Now, there are obviously some winners and losers with all this, and it's not been universally welcomed. There's been some statements put out by some clubs. It's a no-win situation, basically, because we can't get to the stage where we're having a second season where there's no definitive winner, because I think we've had a couple of managers suggest this. It just makes a mockery of non-league football at this level, doesn't it, if we're not finishing seasons. That said, you can see why the restrictions are in place, and those restrictions do have a financial implication for a lot of clubs, be that attendances or catering facilities and that kind of thing. So it's a tricky one, isn't it, Thomas, really?
Yeah, I think you know, that phrase, no-win situation, because, you know, there are some teams who their maximum attendance is less than their amount of season tickets they've already sold. So they can't actually permit any more fans than the season ticket holders, meaning they can't actually gain any more financial income than they already got from those season ticket sales. So, you know, it's a catch-22, really, because I think the worst thing that could happen is that you're in a position where in a few months it goes, right, we're going to start again, we'll null and void the whole thing again. I think that would be the absolute worst thing, because it happened last time and, you know, obviously there wasn't too much approval from it in terms of players and staff and fans. If it happened again, I mean, I just don't know then what your outcome is, because then you're looking and thinking that's two seasons in a row of playing matches for absolutely no reward.
And it is hoping there's some financial support at some point as well, because there's been a decision made here and clubs are trying to get games played, but they can't do it in isolation. There has to be some kind of support. And we've been banging that drum now for a number of weeks. I think we were suggesting this towards the end of last season as well, that the financial support needs to be there. And the last time we had you on, Thomas, we spoke about that in great detail. So here's hoping someone's listening from the FA and the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. And I know the league's banging that drum, and I know clubs are banging that drum too.
And I think the thing as well with it is, in terms of getting these games on, the extra safety measures that are in place, they cost. And to make sure an area and a location is COVID secure, you do have to make a lot of changes. And the main thing as well is the changes being done mainly by, at this level, volunteers who are giving up so much time to try and help their club and try and help the community and help get fans through the gates. You know, there needs to be that support just to ensure that these clubs go into 2021, you know, go into the next season and have some hope, really, you know, and a bit of thing for the future, because obviously it has just been a horrible time for, well, pretty much everyone during 2020.
Yes, it has. We're going to be talking about the FA Trophy in a second, the original plan for this week's show. But as we've got some league matches, we should talk about those league matches on Saturday. The league leaders, Mickleova, taking on Radcliffe. And for more on this and the restart of the league season, on Thursday evening, I caught up with the manager at the current league leaders, Mickleova. So welcome back to the show, to John McGrath. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us, and back to league matters. I can't quite believe it. I mean, you're coming back out of it, top of the league. What's your take on this game this weekend against Radcliffe?
It's just nice to get back to some form of normality. It's nice that we can get cracking now, and you know, hopefully cases of COVID and come down, restrictions get loosened a little bit, and we can try and get our league finish this year.
I mean, for you, I think you're still classed as a player-manager, but you were a cracky player as well. So was there any doubt in your mind about, you know, we need to return from a player point of view and a club point of view?
Yeah, you know, I think player welfare, you know, is vitally important. You know, they're all, you know, my group are all winners. They're all, you know, they're all chomping at the bit to get out, and they need that release of, you know, of a game of football. It's Tuesday games, Thursday training, Saturday games. So, the sooner, in my opinion, we could get back to it and get playing games. You know, we spoke to Radcliffe on Wednesday when the announcement was made. They agreed to play, and I can't wait to get going.
You've obviously already played, I think, one competitive game on the way back. Most of the clubs in the Northern Premier League have decided this weekend's probably best to play some friendlies first before they get back underway. It is challenging, isn't it, to come back after a bit of a break like this?
Yeah, we played Hitchin last week in the trophy, which I found strange that we could play an FA Trophy game and not a league game. But we've done bits of training. But look, you know, we're all in the same boat, and the sooner we get back, like I said, some form of normality, the better for everybody involved. You know, Radcliffe wanted to play. We wanted to play. You know, we're allowed 300 fans in at the gate. So football aside, it's great to get everybody out and about.
The other thing I have to say as well, normality now for Mickleova has been league leaders. So the pressure's on as we head towards Christmas.
The pressure is on if you want to label us as you know, table toppers. I think it's more pressure if you're a football club in our division with probably three times my budget, and you're sat seventh or eighth or ninth, or you know, whatever. That for me is pressure. I don't get no pressure from my chairman. We know we're punching above our weight grade, but long may it continue. I've got a great group of lads, and with no pressure coming from the chairman onto me, I don't pass any pressure onto the lads. You know, we go out, we've got a good group. You know, like I said to you previously, we've recruited better this year. Recruited workers, you know, who wanna work hard, and they're all loving the 5 or 6 weeks that we spent at the top of the table.
Well, I said to a friend of mine that, you know, they should just call the league off now and hand it to the team top of the table for promotion.
Fantastic.
That'd have been nice.
I totally agree, Ben. Totally agree.
But obviously, you've got Radcliffe this weekend. After that, on Boxing Day, everyone's back. You've got a mighty game, haven't you, away at Basford United. One game at a time and all that, but that's a juicy one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Radcliffe will pose a different threat to what Basford do. So we'll prepare. We trained last night. We prepared today and tomorrow for that game Saturday. But the one on Boxing Day is, it's nice that we can say Mickleova Sports and Basford, you know, the top two are going to play each other. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Steve's obviously got a very, very good side at Basford, and has built it well over the last couple of years. So, looking forward to a good game on the 4G over there.
And obviously before that, like we said, Saturday, it's Radcliffe at home. I don't know if you played in front of a crowd yet since coming back. Is this the first time back with a crowd?
Yeah, it's our first game back. Well, we went to Hitchin in the trophy. They were allowed a few fans. But yeah, we're allowed 300 in on Saturday, which, you know, like I referred to earlier on with, you know, clubs with big budgets, we're historically, we've been probably averaging 250 to home games. So for us, 300 is okay. Pre-lockdown, because of Derby County and Burton Albion not having fans, we were actually getting, you know, 450, 500, which was great for us as a football club. But, you know, I spoke to my chairman during the week, and he just said, look, let's get back to football. Let's get back to the lads playing and giving people somewhere to come and, you know, enjoy Saturdays watching a game.
And final question, John. Obviously, like you touched upon, you know, Ali Fowler, Radcliffe, they're going to be tough this weekend. But in a strange way, looking forward to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think if you set the result aside, absolutely looking forward to it. You know, Saturday, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, preparing for a Saturday fixture is what I've done for the last 20 years, and it's no different now. I get, you know, still get the same butterflies driving to a game that I did when I was, you know, 26, 27 playing games of football.
Well, John, a big thank you for taking the time out to come on the show on your way to training tonight, and all the best this weekend, and all the best for Christmas and the New Year as well, my friend.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate. You too.
John McGrath, the manager of Michelover, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because normally you 7, 8, 9, 10 games in and you're saying, right, that team's picked up form, that team hasn't. And because the games are, you know, on such a basis of Saturday, Tuesday, form really does matter. But when you've had this break and you've had this extended break, Michelover obviously have had a great start to the season. They've then also had that time away, and it's just very interesting to see now if they can keep that going, because, you know, they've shocked a lot of people with how well they've started and the way they've been playing. I think the style of football McGrath has been implementing throughout his time at the club, that isn't a shock. The results, you know, they picked up some really impressive wins, so it's going to be a really good game. So I think Radcliffe, day before lockdown, I watched him playing, that they really impressed me. Lee Fowler, you know, he's got some good players there. So this is one of those where I know it's first to the 14th, I think. And, you know, you'd say on paper, oh, well, it must be easy. But Radcliffe have got a game in hand for a start. There's only 9 points between them. And it kind of shows how compact it is for now. So, I mean, it's a tough one to call. I do think Michelover will be able to get it done, but I think it'll be a tight one.
Yeah, I go back to the start of the show, and I was talking about, you know, the need to, you know, get this league season finished. But I'm starting to have a mini panic attack just looking at the games played and the fact that we're heading towards Christmas. I mean, it's a lot of football, isn't it? Not one team's got to 10 games yet. This will be Michelover's 10th game of the season and Radcliffe's 9th. There's obviously loads of friendlies this week, and it's the announcement this week from the league has basically triggered lots of club secretaries getting in touch with one another saying, fancy a game? So that's very much the case on Saturday, but there's also loads of midweek friendlies as well going on. So check your club Twitter feed for more information on those games and how to attend. If it's possible to attend, that is, of course. But that's the league, and we'll have more on that announcement as well as the Boxing Day games on next week's NPL show, which is our Christmas special. But, Thomas, while you're here, we might as well talk about the FA Trophy as well. Loads of matches from this past week involving NPL sides, some with positive outcomes, some with not so positive outcomes. We should start off with last Thursday. Grantham Town 3, St Ives Town 4. Grantham Town 2-0 up in that game. Then St Ives get a goal back from the penalty spot. Liam Hardy gets his second goal of the night, making it 3-1. And then St Ives Town score 3 goals. And at the end of that, that's basically Martin McIntosh, no longer manager at Grantham Town. Sending our best, obviously, to Martin, but so close for Grantham, but yet so far in the end.
Yeah, and they're the worst ones, aren't they? And it was one of those where I was kind of half following it on Twitter and basically saw it was 3-1. I just thought, oh, well, that's it then. And then a few hours later, you're looking and going, oh, hang on a minute, that's not gone to plan. So, yeah, really tough one, you know, and I think Martin McIntosh is at the level. He's a very, very good manager. You know, I've always enjoyed watching his teams play, and jobs always do come up, and I think his name will be one of those that is linked with them, you know, in the future.
So let's talk about other matches which took place in the FA Trophy over the weekend. Last week we had Mark Carruthers on, and I tied myself in knots trying to explain who was in the first round, the second round, the third round, and in Stamford's case, the fourth round. Very, very confusing. But I think we did a decent enough job of explaining the matches that were coming up. It's a bit easier this week because we're now at the third round stage. And that's because we've had some first round matches and some second round matches over the last 7 days. Let's start off with Saturday's first round matches. Big congratulations to Stamford. They were 2-0 winners over Kidsgrove away from home. That then set up the midweek game for Stamford hosting currently second in the National League North, Kidderminster Harriers. Tough assignment, that one, wasn't it, Thomas? But Stamford winning by 1-0, that goal coming just before 20 minutes, they kept hold of that lead against a team of that quality for that long. That's superb. That's result of the round, isn't it, for Stamford?
Well, I think it is when you consider that you basically win that and it means you progress, get that bye, and you're able to go for it. I mean, as well, I've got a friend who actually covered that game, and he said that Stamford deserved it because of that defensive grit they were able to show. And when you consider Kidderminster, you know, in their standings, they're a good run of form. They've been training and playing, and, you know, they've not had this break. For Stamford to be able to go in and get that win, to grind it out in aspects, but also show a bit of quality as well. Yeah, I think you have to say it was the result of the round for just how well they did.
Well, let's hear now how the mood is at Stamford following that victory there midweek against Kidderminster Harriers. And on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Stamford. It's a welcome back to the show to Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us and big congratulations. I mean, result of the round, I'm going to suggest, a stunning victory on Tuesday. How was it?
Yeah, really good, mate. I mean, I just can't praise my players enough. You know, they've had one competitive game against Kidsgrove on the Saturday. It was on a mud bath. The pitch was, you know, really heavy. I was a little bit concerned, obviously, with them being full-time and my boys been to work in the day and not really played a lot of football, so I was a little bit concerned about that. So we had to make sure it was well organised, make sure it was compact, and make sure our distances was good. And we played it perfectly, you know, well. And again, you know, just credit to the changing room for wanting to do what I set out to do. And it was fantastic.
And like you touched upon there, I mean, coming out of season suspension with that game against Kidsgrove on Saturday, following that up with that game against Kidderminster, there's easier ways to come out of lockdown, that's for sure.
No, definitely, mate. You know, we're going to lockdown, having beaten Stourbridge, you know, with a clean sheet. We've come out of lockdown with a clean sheet against Kidsgrove, and then we've gone into a Tuesday night, such a tough encounter for us, and kept another clean sheet. So I can't ask for any more, can I? You know, 6 goals scored, none conceded. We've only conceded one in the competition. We've got a bye in the next round, so we'll go. What more can I ask for?
And in the meantime, obviously, whilst the FA Trophy has been the only show in town for Northern Premier League clubs over the past month, this announcement's come out that, you know, we will be getting back to competitive action for Boxing Day. And the games don't get any easier, do they? I mean, you've got Loughborough.
Yeah, the second in the league. You know, Lee's done a fantastic job there. I've got a lot of time for Lee. You know, as a young manager, he sets his teams up well. They play good football. You know, and he's a cracking lad. And we speak a lot and we talk about different things. And, you know, he's a kid on the up for me. And, you know, I'll show him total respect and his team total respect. And it's certainly a very, very tough game, and it's something that we've got to try and obviously try and get 3 points from. We're at home, but we know it's a real tough encounter. A little bit frustrated because we could have played on Saturday, then we had the option of playing on the 22nd, which we've been trying to get a club, and again, we're not getting a lot of joy. So it looks like it's going to be Boxing Day, but, you know, it'll give them a chance for a couple of the lads to get from injury. Obviously, we had new signing Luke Steele, he got injured, so it'll give him opportunities to get back fit. It'll give Rob Morgan a better chance to be fit. It'll give Jordan Cook a chance to be fit. So, you know, it might be a blessing in disguise, really, that we're not playing Saturday and Tuesday. And we'll try and get prepared and get everybody back for a full selection.
No, I was going to say, because obviously some clubs, I mean, you're in a position here where we talked about how tough that this week's been, but you've been playing competitive football. Some clubs haven't and are taking this opportunity to play friendlies this weekend. I take it you're not going to be playing friendlies then for this next couple of days or so, or have you not ruled that out yet?
No, we'll train on Saturday and we'll train on Wednesday. I think we'll be a bit more sensible. You know, we didn't have any friendlies before Kidsgrove. We just played an in-house game and brought a couple of the under-18s, and who did really well. That bodes well for the club because they fitted in with the first team well, slotted alongside some of the first team players and didn't look out of place. So we just had a bit of a training game that way. Obviously, we knew going into, you know, Kidsgrove, who's in great form, third in the league at the moment, a really good side. We knew it was going to be tough. You know, and again, you know, the resilience of the boys was there to be seen. And, you know, obviously we're great on the counter attack with pace. And we played it perfectly well. And, you know, it's time to give the boys a bit of a rest and just get prepared for Boxing Day now.
Yes, absolutely. And final thought then, Graham. So through to the fourth round, competing up at the top end of a very competitive South East division. So how's it all going, do you feel, as we turn towards the new year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the boys are chomping away. The club tried to support the boys the best they could through COVID. You know, we're in a good place. We're, you know, as a football club, we're growing. We streamed our first ever game on Tuesday evening, which was fantastic. The chairman, great gesture from the chairman, for no cost for the fans, so they could watch it. So it shows that we're going in the right direction. We're learning as we go, and we're trying to be a bit more professional. You know, the players on the pitch are doing a great job. I think we're now 23 games in 90 minutes unbeaten. If I work it out, I think 21 games off my head, I think we scored 66 goals, conceded 10. Five of them have been penalties. So, you know, as a first team goes, we're in great shape. We've got great developments at the club with the academy. We've got good under 18 side, and we filter right down to the age of sevens. So the actual club's in a really good place. You know, we've got a fantastic chairman, a great board of directors, really hard working staff. You know, the volunteers really do work hard for the club, and we're trying to do everything right. And hopefully, you know, we can continue what we did last year, hopefully go one better and get the season finished. But Leek set the bar again. Worksop's making some fantastic signings. Ilkeston are obviously a threat. You've still got the sides of Kidsgrove, Loughborough, Cleethorpes. It's a really, really tough division this year, but we're in a good place, looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully, you know, we can really kick on.
Graham Drury there, manager of Stamford, and as we were saying there, and as you said earlier, Thomas, you know, because they drew Macclesfield through to the fourth round, so it's quite a run they're going on at the moment, Stamford.
Definitely, and again, in these times, that's an immediate £4,350 in your back pocket for getting that bye, which, you know, it's nothing to be sniffed at, is it? It's a nice amount of money, and, you know, there'll be teams that really were looking and hoping that that bye would be going for them, and, you know, well done to Stamford for getting it and for deserving it after such a good win over Kidsgrove and then Kidderminster.
Now, earlier I mentioned how easy it was going to be compared to last week to explain where we are in the FA Trophy. I'm going back from the fourth round now, where Stamford find themselves back to the first round. Very confusing. Saturday, first round, Marine, they were 1-0 winners over Hyde United. However, Marine then had a tough game at home to Southport, and Southport were 1-0 winners. But given what Marine's got coming over the brow of the hill in the form of Tottenham Hotspur, one less competition to worry about at this stage isn't necessarily a bad thing for Neil Young.
I think, you know, there are bigger fish to fry. I think that'd be the saying. I mean, you know, the way that Neil Young has done with, you know, with Marine this season, to get that game against Tottenham, and, you know, it'll be an incredible occasion for them, won't it? And what is it, already over £100,000 guaranteed for the club? I mean, if you were going to say you either beat Southport or you get into the third round of the FA Cup, I think we all know which you'd be going for.
Commiserations to Marine. Through to the second round from Saturday was Witton Albion. They were 2-0 winners over Bamber Bridge. That set up a game on Tuesday night at home at Winsham Park. Witton Albion taking on Nantwich Town in a bit of a Cheshire derby. And we've got Dave Cook coming on shortly. What a performance from Nantwich Town. Scott Bacour getting the lead for Witton Albion early doors, but then Nantwich never looked back, did they? 5-2 winners.
Yeah, and I think that was the thing was, you know, with how tight this game was, or how tight I thought it was going to be, I really did think that first goal was going to be important. And, you know, wait and get it within 10 minutes, and you're kind of expecting them to just push on a little bit. But like you said, Nantwich blew them away, and Scott McGowan got a couple. Ben Harrison got one. I think David Webb got another, and then they got one just before the end. And no, Witton got one right at the end, but what a fantastic win for Nantwich, and sets up a really nice tie for them.
Yes, let's hear more about this weekend's match for Nantwich Town. They're taking on Hereford, and on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Nantwich. It's a welcome back to the show to Dave Cook. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us, and first is first, big congratulations. That's a storming performance at Witton. How was it for you?
Yeah, look, Witton are a good side. They'd won 5 on the bounce, and just one of them games. We probably caught them off, and we were good, so we deservedly went through to the next round.
Since lockdown and coming back for the FA Trophy, you've had two two victories, obviously, but two different types of performances. We heard your post-match interview last week, and you know you're playing Workington there, and it's a different kind of victory, I felt, from this one against Witton.
Yeah, Workington, it didn't surprise me because we'd had some footage on them, and I spoke to Adam Lakeland, who played in the trophy last year, and they're flying, and I've got to say, they were as good a footballing team as we've come against, and maybe first half we edged it a little bit, we were a bit more clinical, but second half, if it had been a boxing match, it would have been stopped, because I think they had 70% possession, you know, and it was backs to the wall, but you know, lucky enough, come out as winners in the end.
Obviously, it's too early to tell because you've only had two competitive games back since the season suspension. But what's these two matches told you about how hungry your squad is when we do get back to league matters, as well as the match this weekend as well, back in the trophy?
Well, just before lockdown, and I blame the government for, if they'd have locked down on the Tuesday, we wouldn't have lost to Michelover 4-0. But we got well and truly battered on the night, and I think looking at the league, anybody on the day can give somebody a good hiding, and I think the results have proved that. But probably in time the league will take shape. It's been frustrating for everybody, Ben, that stop start, you know, the lads are doing work at home and then you still don't know when the season's starting, and look, it looks now it'll all kick in again. So hopefully we can get a good run of fixtures.
And what one player who I would imagine is itching to get into league matters is Scott McGowan. He's got to a flyer, hasn't he, since his return?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wanted him about 3 years ago, and he's a predator. Sometimes lads can score goals in any level if you give them a chance. And his two goals the other night were just fantastic. And his first one, he won it all on his own because he robbed the player and he just cut in and he just unleashed the ferocious shot that flew in the top of the net, you know.
Like you touched upon, we look like we're going to be back underway for Boxing Day. You've got an away trip to Stafford Rangers. But I was looking at the league table before. I'm starting to feel a bit panicky just on behalf of you managers, really. I mean, you've only played six league games. It's how much are you looking forward to 2021 in a weird way?
Well, look, it'd be great to get back. It'd be great to get back playing, and all the lads are itching for that. I mean, I don't know how far we're going to go or whatever. I think we've just got to take week by week, but it's going to be a busy schedule, and it's one of them. They're all tough games because if you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Ben, and lads are working and that, it's such a strain and a lot of travelling involved, and you've only got to listen to the Premiership managers. Oh, if we play Sunday, we can't play Tuesday, we've got to play Wednesday. And you think they've got big squads, the professional, they've got dietitians, they've got everything, but they don't want to overplay. So we've got to be, and I think every manager in the league has got to be, that, you know, unfortunately there'll be times where they'll be strapping one or two lads up with little knocks and they've got to go out because you can't just get somebody off the street to play a game of football.
No, it's going to be certainly interesting, that's for sure, how all these fixtures are going to get squeezed in. But in the meantime, before that, obviously, Saturday's game's a pretty big one. Hereford coming to town. How's the squad shaping up for this one, and how much are you looking forward to this particular game?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I mean, to pick your wits against a team in a league above will be interesting. Hereford have got fantastic history, you know, as long as Ronnie Radford ain't playing for them on Saturday. That might go over one or two Z's, mightn't it?
I'm under 40. I'm under 40, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be a good test, and I've got one or two things on them. So we just see, on our day, we can beat anybody, but then again, when we're not on it, we'll get beat to anybody. So it's one of them. But I would like to congratulate Marine. I haven't spoken to anybody there, but again, they put us to sword that night, and deservedly so, and they've gone on and on, and I think it's brilliant for the league. It's great, and look, we wish them all the very best.
No, excellent stuff, Dave. Well, a big thank you for taking the time to come on the show before you've got training tonight. Really appreciate it. Have a lovely Christmas, and all the best for the new year, and all the best this weekend for this match against Hereford.
Cheers, Ben.
Dave Cook there, manager of Nantwich Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And as we discussed there, Nantwich Town taking on Hereford. We'll be returning to other teams who've made it through to the third round in a second, but let's deal with the subject no one wants to talk about, and that's FA Trophy exits involving NPL sides. Marsh United were defeated away at Spennymoor Town. While we're talking about Spennymoor Town, our old friend and friend of the show, Jason Ainsley, has left the club.
Yeah, and a massive surprise. I mean, you know, Jason Ainsley, the work he has done there and the work he was continuing to do, you know, it wasn't like they were cut adrift at the bottom. They were, you know, just outside the playoff places when they've made this decision. But, I mean, you know, I think they're saying it's time to go and recharge the batteries. I think for Jason, he more than deserves that, to be at the same club for 14 years and to basically every year achieve something. He has done an absolutely incredible job. And I know a Spennymoor fan said, I think jokingly, when are we building the statue for you? But he's one of them managers where you think with what he's done, he definitely deserves some kind of recognition for what he did for them.
Yeah, what an absolute legend Jason is. I mean, I remember that live show we did where they just got promoted. Superb. Enjoy your break, Jason, and hopefully we'll be seeing you back in management soon. Commiserations to Marsh United. I suppose I should say congratulations to Spennymoor Town through to the third round. Also exiting this season's competition was Blyth Spartans, but they were doing it in unfortunate circumstances due to COVID, which means Morpeth Town were the big beneficiaries of that, which sets up this game. We obviously had Stephen on last week. Morpeth Town taking on Notts County, a game he said, I'm not thinking about that possibility. I'm purely focusing on Blyth. I'm pretty sure now Steve Turnbull is focusing on that Notts County game. That's a huge occasion for Morpeth on Saturday.
It's absolutely humongous. You know, it really is, because you're effectively facing the biggest team you can face in terms of the history of Notts County, in terms of, you know, the talent that they have as well. And it's an interesting one as well. Liam Noble, obviously, was at Notts County not too long ago. Interesting to see just, you know, whether he maybe has that little bit of added motivation to do something in that match. But it's just such a big game for Morpeth. And, you know, in terms of the trophy, I think to me that is the game. If you want to face the best and you want to, you know, you want to play them at home as well, that's kind of the perfect tie for Morpeth.
Yes, sticking with the North East, commiserations to City of Liverpool. They suffered a defeat at Darlington. Darlington 2, City of Liverpool 0. Let's talk about... I've done this in such a stupid order. I promised myself, Thomas, before I started this, I'm going to do this in such a more organised way this week. And I've just tied myself in knots because you've got first round, second round, third round. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Hopefully we'll get back to normal some point in 2022 where football's played on a certain day. There we go. Right, anyway, let's have some post-match reactions from those teams who've made it through. Firstly, let's talk about Ashton United. A 3-3 draw with York City. Ashton United winning 4-2 on penalties. Let's get some post-match reaction. A stunning victory that for Ashton United. Here's the manager, Michael Clegg, with thanks to Ashton United's YouTube channel.
Ashton United TV, I'm joined by manager Michael Clegg after a thrilling encounter here at Earth's Cross. Michael, the FA Trophy dream continues. What did you make of tonight's performance?
It was good. I mean, I was a bit disappointed in the first half because we kind of went toe-to-toe with them. We're really, really open, and it was good because we shown belief that we could win the game from the start, but it was disappointing because we want to be more compact and deny them chances. And I mean, a couple of individual errors, but I thought the first half were probably a bit more even than a 3-1 looked as well. So, I mean, at half-time we spoke and we knew there was something in it for us. We had a feeling we've got a good group, and I thought tonight, for the first time in a long time, we looked exciting as well, which was really, really pleasing.
Yeah, very exciting indeed. At half-time, 3-1 down, what do you say to the lads to motivate them to produce a performance like that in the second half?
It was all positives at half-time, really. It was, you know, do the things that we'd asked of you, deny them space and opportunities when we've not got the ball, and work harder, and the attack-to-defence transition. And I thought we did that second half. We had a feeling there was something in it for us at half-time because we looked dangerous first half. We caused problems, we got balls in box, and we made a couple of errors at the back, which we wouldn't normally do. A misplaced back pass, and then obviously the balls ran under Sam's foot. And we knew that if we could eradicate things like that in the second half, we knew we'd get chances, and I think we got what we deserved.
Yeah, 100%. People talk about substitutions making big impact on game. Louis Almond and Brad Lynch came off the bench and had that impact. It's got to be pleasing to see from a manager's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, they were both really unlucky not to start today, and Brad Lynch has like given us massive headaches over the last few weeks. He's trained so well, and he kept telling me, he's texted me all week saying, just give me a chance, say I want to go, give me a chance, and he's got that, and he's done well and at training over weekend and that. He was absolutely electric, and Louis were really disappointed he hadn't started today. It's his former club and that, but we thought, you know, giving him and Tom split game time tonight could cause him problems, and looking back, that has ended up working. So, you know, it's just been a good night. Everyone's just delighted.
Yeah, it is indeed. Obviously, news has broke over the past few days that the Northern Premier League will be resuming. How good is it to know that football is just around the corner for the Robins fans?
Like we touched on last week, it's all the lads want to be doing is playing football, and we obviously we're going to announce this week, aren't we? There's been a few changes to the squad in kind of the downtime we've had, and people have been asking questions about that, and we want to go in a different direction now, and we've kind of wasted enough time here. It's been 12 long months, and we want a young, hungry group, and I think you could see that tonight. I don't think we come back from that game 8 weeks ago. I genuinely don't. But we've got a good spirit in there. We've got legs. We've got enthusiasm. We've got fitness. We've got persistence. And you can coach all of that. And I think that's the direction we need to go in now. And the last 7 days have proven that we're on the right track. But now it's up to us to keep them standards high and take it into the league, because we need to pick up points there.
Finally, would you say this night has been your best night as Ashton United manager?
Oh, without doubt, yeah. Absolutely without doubt. Their two front lads today were very, very good. You won't deal with them every week in our league. And I thought where they applied themselves in that York tonight, they was absolutely first class. So I hope they can go and get the promotion they deserve as well. Because, you know, they were really good at times and nice and slick, and the rotations were good. And we can just learn from that. But, yeah, it was a good game. It was a shame everyone couldn't be here to watch it. But hopefully we can have something on Saturday if we get some good news tomorrow, maybe.
Ashton United's manager Michael Clegg there talking to Ashton United's YouTube channel following that brilliant victory over York City. Thomas, what's your take on that? I mentioned the Stamford result being result of the round. That's not too far off.
No, I think again it's this thing that in terms of the biggest teams you could face in that round, you're looking at them thinking, well, York City are arguably the biggest team in the National League North, so it's definitely one of those tough ones. And, you know, to be 3-1 down at half-time, I think a lot of people just assumed, myself included, I've got to say, that, well, that's it. I saw it was 3-1 at half-time. I thought, York will see it out. But, you know, Ashton, fantastic second-half performance. And then to win on penalties, you know, to show that bit of grit and desire to get that. Obviously, before lockdown, where they were in the league isn't ideal. But you can say that, you know, it's one result, but it could be the start of something really impressive for them. And obviously then they're back at home for the next round as well. So it's a really big win for them. And probably going with that mindset, well, hang on a minute, we've beaten York City. We're facing another team in that league. Surely we can beat them as well.
Yeah, definitely. Especially at home. Kettering Town for Ashton United on Saturday at Hurst Cross. And final result to talk about from last Saturday in the second round of the FA Trophy, if you're following at home. Basford United 3, Felixstowe and Walton United 0. Pretty comprehensive stuff, that one from Basford United. Let's hear from Steve Chettle, manager at Basford, speaking to their in-house YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
I'm joined by Steve Chettle. Today's 3-0 win against Felixstowe and Walton United in the FA Trophy. Steve, another win today following Tuesday's 5-0 win against Rushall. Perfect few days in all aspects, really.
It's been a good week. I just said to the staff inside, it's been a good week. Scored 8 goals, conceded no goals, so good all round. A bit disappointed, if I'm being completely honest, about today's performance in 100% of what we're looking for. But no, we move on. We know now we go to Peter Sports next Saturday, and we've got a week to prep for that as well.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. Admittedly, a bit of a slow start before we went ahead. They clipped the crossbar in about the 25th, 26th minute. Would you say, therefore, Steph's goal was a bit of a relief, and was it needed before you switched on the afterburners in the second period?
Absolutely needed. I thought we started the game really sloppy in half-time. We told the players as such that, you know, if you let your standards slip by 5%, you know, teams will come and, you know, get results against us, and we can't afford to do that. So second half, I thought we were a lot better. You know, we looked a little bit fitter than they were. I know some of their players haven't played for a while, but, you know, we have to get the result done. Like I say, 3-0, three different scores again, so good day for us.
Yeah, I alluded to Steph's goal there. It's his fourth of the campaign from centre-half. Another one from set pieces, though. Is that something now you can move forward with and look to benefit from going forward in the season?
Well, Michael and Rob worked really hard on the set plays. And Steph and Brad have scored from set plays really this season. Willow's delivery is generally pretty good. Again today, he could have scored in the first 10 minutes where the goalkeeper's made a good save. But you know, those two lads work really hard in the set plays with the players, and you know, it's benefit to them that they've got another reward for another goal.
Yeah, I spoke to Rob Duffy last week, and he mentioned that the suspension of football came at a rather bad time given the recent run of form. 6 weeks later, 2 wins, 8 goals. What? Nothing's changed really. How have you and the playing staff coped with the time off?
Well, it's not been ideal. Like I say, we've tracked everything that they've done. They've taken the units away, and we've given specific work to do, but it doesn't replicate any playing. And I thought Tuesday we were good. I thought we looked sharp, and I think Tuesday we played better than we did today, in all honesty. But like I say, 2 wins in a week, scoring 8 goals, conceding no goals, it's been very good for us.
You briefly touched on him there, but I have to mention him again. A rather unsung hero, Ryan Wilson, down at left-hand side. He assisted and scored on Tuesday and assisted another one today. Yeah. He's everywhere, isn't he? He's got everything in the armoury that makes him
This year, obviously, before we had Reedy, who was here, he was taking set plays. Willow stepped up with his left foot. He's got a sweet left foot. And his delivery is generally right on the button for the set plays from the corners and the free kicks, and even scored, you know, a fantastic goal at Radcliffe himself as well. So we're fortunate to have Willow playing in there. You know, he's got a bit of a sore hip at the minute, so we'll have to nurse him back to full fitness for Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward now. You mentioned Saturday, we have another trophy game given the curtailment of the Northern Premier League. We face Peterborough Sports after their win against Hitchin Town today. Will you be aided by a full week of preparation against a more geographically familiar side?
Yes, we'll have 2 sessions. We'll train Tuesday, we'll train Thursday, and obviously we'll do our homework on Peterborough Sports as well during the week. And the lads will get their normal presentations on Thursday, you know, what we expect on their strengths and areas that we can work towards as well. So it'll be a nice, clear week for us, hopefully, with a good week at the end of it.
Yeah, coming just away from the pitch momentarily, you recently could now call upon James Tame, James Convell and Owen Betts following respective loans. How have they fared away from the club, and does that suggest a more collective element or collective effort going forward as we approach a more kind of congested area of the pitch?
Well, Christmas is going to be massive. I spoke to all the players. Everybody needs to be ready. We spoke about it before the game that, you know, hopefully we will start soon, and we have to play catch-up with the fixtures. It's, you know, it's necessities, really. So we're going to need all the players. Tegi's been done well at Corby. Betsy had some time at Worksop. He's come back as well, but they're all around it now. They're, obviously, he was cup tied, was James, and both James Carvel as well, both cup tied, but Betts has come back as well. And at some point, you know, there will be injuries, there might be suspensions, and we have to be ready for that.
Steve, well done tonight. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Cheers, Mark.
Cheers.
Big thank you to Basford United's YouTube channel. That was their manager, Steve Chettle, there speaking following his side's 3-0 win over Felixstowe and Walton United in the second round of the FA Trophy. That sets up Saturday's match away at our old friends Peterborough Sports. Thomas Feeney, still with us.
So I am.
4 FA Trophy ties there. Ashton taking on Kettering Town. Morpeth taking on Notts County. Nantwich hosting in Hereford. And Peterborough Sports taking on Basford United. Stamford have already made it through to the fourth round. What's your take? Can we get 4 more MPL sides through?
It's going to be tough, and it is going to be tough. But I tell you this now, I've just got a feeling Ashton will be beating Kettering. I think Morpeth have got the toughest game by far to face. Notts County is going to be really tough for them. But they are a team that, you know, their home form is so good, and they do like it. You know, they do seem to be a team that like that kind of challenge. Nantwich, it's another tough one because, you know, Hereford last week beat Fylde and then they get a good win in the trophy. So they've got that bit of confidence. But again, with Nantwich, I think just because they're MPL sides, I've got a sneaky feeling they'll win. But, and then finally, Basford, I've really enjoyed watching when I've seen Basford play, watching them playing. But I do know Peterborough Sports quite well, and they've got a good style of football. So I think that could be the game that stands out for me in terms of actual a competitive battle. But go on. I've got to say it, haven't I? I think you'll cut the line if I don't. Go on, all 4 go through.
Exactly. And we'll be hearing from all 5 managers ahead of their fourth round matches in the FA Trophy in the coming weeks. But Thomas, that was a job well done, my friend. Thank you so much for helping us walk through the complexities that has been the FA Trophy for the month of December. And hopefully now people are a lot clearer. And a big thank you to all the managers as well for joining us too for this little walkthrough. But Thomas, where are you off to this weekend? And well, guys, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, to Stockport County against Scarlett.
If it's at Edgeley Park, make sure you take an oxygen mask. It's very high up there in that main stand at the press section at Edgeley Park. But Thomas, big thank you for joining us. Just a quick plug for your Twitter feed. It's been very busy and active over the last month or so with all the breaking news about COVID, tiering systems, season suspension and that kind of thing. How could people follow you at home?
Yeah, if you want to be bored, Richard, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Thomas Feeney.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us on this week's show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big, big thank you to all our guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big good luck to everyone in FA Trophy action this weekend. We hope you win. But for this edition of the Pitching In NPL show, I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.